Michael Cole went to Northwestern. He was a Chicago Bulls fan and a Northwestern fan. He had a ticket to go to Michael Jordan's very first game, but he didn't use it. So he just put it in a box with other memorabilia. And now, lo and behold, it might be worth something. Hey, Michael, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And actually, just to clarify just a bit, I actually did go to the game. But unfortunately,
right. Yeah.
And I don't want to speak about my popularity level as a Northwestern student, but I may be an acquired taste for people. So I actually had two tickets.
Yeah.
I went to the game and could not find anyone to go with me.
Right.
And I just want to ensure the people, I appreciate being with you. I want to ensure the people of Chicago, because I know this story has, you know, sort of gotten out there, that come Saturday, the end of the auction, I will fade back into the anonymity and they will not have to hear my name again.
We don't mind hearing it. But yeah, you had two tickets. You couldn't get anybody to take it. And of course, at the time, we knew Michael Jordan was a good college basketball player, but the Bulls weren't great and we didn't know he was going to have that career. So yeah, you can't get that ticket used. You put it away. And then you, according to the story in the paper this morning, you discovered that somebody else had a similar ticket that had been used, torn, and they got a lot of money for it, right?
Yeah, it was, and actually it was a ticket stub, and it was the highest graded stub from the game. And apparently, in some research, there are about 20 to 25 stubs in existence. And I think what had got me so excited and sort of curious, not knowing this field, was I knew my ticket was a full ticket as opposed to a stub, and learned that as much money as the stub generated, a full ticket may even have some additional value.
So the auction is when then? Is it this weekend, you say?
It is. So it started in February. It's about a 26th day. And, you know, for those of us like me who grew up seeing pictures of these big things with people raising paddles and all that sort of stuff, that's kind of a thing of the past. And so it's been going on for the past several weeks, and it concludes at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 Central, on Heritage Auctions on Saturday.
So what's the current top bid then?
The current top bid is $260,000.
And do you think some people, like at silent auctions, are just waiting in the wings and they're going to zoom in at 10 o'clock and up the ante to grab it?
That is certainly the hope. And in fact, speaking with the people at Heritage, they have told me, perhaps to get me even more anxious than I am, that sometimes as many as 80 or 90% of the bids are actually in the final 48 hours.
Yeah, there's no sense in pushing it up early, but there it is sitting at $260,000. It's funny because the story of the paper also indicates when you discovered that you had this golden ticket, now what do you do with it? So you get Brinks trucks to show up and you sort of hand it off to them, right?
Yeah, it was... I had told my neighbors because I thought it was, you know, I was very excited by it. But to be honest, they pulled up, they got out, I handed it to them, and they left it. The whole thing took about 5 minutes. I thought it would be a little more dramatic, but it was a pretty cool feeling to know that something that I had was valuable enough that armed guards would be sent to my house.
Still, I wonder if that makes you a little anxious all over again. I've thought about if I found I had a $1 million winning lottery ticket, what would I do with it? And I wouldn't sleep with it in my house. I'd be nervous about me forgetting it or accidentally doing something stupid with it, but I'd be afraid to give it to somebody else. Maybe it's insured when you give it to the Brinks people, huh?
It actually was insured. So I can tell you, and I don't think this number needs to be a secret, it was insured for $400,000, and they told me that. The biggest challenge I had was, because condition is so important with tickets, I just wanted to keep looking at it and picking it up and things of that sort. And I said, no, just leave it right there. And actually, I did put it in a nice thick book in the middle before sending it out to be put in the hard plastic where they put it, just to make sure it was at its sort of crispest best.
Are you going to do an NFT of it?
You know, it's funny. I have a nephew who is 24, and when I spoke to my brother, his father, that was his first thought, and I thought, I don't even understand NFTs. And so I assume now that I have relinquished control of it, that that's up to the person who turns out to be the buyer. But perhaps if they're thinking that way, I'd be more than happy if that drives the price up a little bit.
Well, it's still your ticket. You might just want to think about that between now and then. By the way, nobody understands NFTs, but it's a thing where here's what an NFT is. It's a thing where people give you money and you give them nothing. So I kind of like the math on that. One last thing. I just got less than a minute left, but you also said you were a little, it was bittersweet. This is a nice financial windfall for your family, but it's also a part of your life that you're kind of saying goodbye to, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm all about experiences and memories. I was exceptionally close with my father, like I'm sure many listeners are, and he passed away 6 years ago. And anything that reminds me of him, and particularly things that he did that helped improve my life, is, you know, just to me so important. And I realize as I go through that box with other tickets from events and things, that they always remind me of him. So there was, and I didn't expect it, but there was a weird sort of, This is my memory of, you know, my father, but he would be happy for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they can never take away the fact of all the events and great things that he did for me.
Well, you still have the memory and the experience. And by the way, if I ever die and my kids find something and it's worth $260,000, sell it. Sell the damn ticket, is my advice. Michael, we're not tired of hearing your voice. Let's talk next week and celebrate your windfall, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate talking with you.
Michael Cole in Connecticut, awaiting Saturday's auction close.